come out of war just a little while, listen to the Spirit moving in. And above all, I'm glad to know I'm saved tonight.
Praise the Lord.
And everything we could know, if I forget it all, and I'll be honest, my carnal mind may get to the shape that I don't know anything or anybody. But I hear him saying it one time, he won't forget me. That's how saved I am tonight. Whether I know it in my mind or not, there's something down in here will always be secure. And I appreciate the Lord. Let's come in this evening and get us a song. We're going to pick up offering tonight. Brother Matt, Brother Tyler, take a look at them, take that song. Ask Brother Adam if he will ask questions.
Thank you.
I appreciate being here tonight. I thought as I come in how the adversary beat on me all day long, and he had no doubt everybody else. And ain't hardly a day goes by, Bobby, that I don't find myself in some kind of fizz with the adversary.
Yes.
But I appreciate this, that the adversary cannot touch what God did for me. He's promised me some things. Prayer and the old devil come by and say, well, this ain't going to happen, and that ain't going to work, and this ain't going to... I'm telling you, I'm glad that I know where my blessings come from this evening. Everything He's ever promised me, He's followed through with it. And I will thank Him for that tonight. Not one iota of what He said He'd do for me has He ever left out. And I'm grateful for His mercy tonight. I've been everything in the world. But you think about this. In all that I've been, He's just been God. He ain't changed with the right hand or the left. He's still been the same. I'm thankful for that tonight. We ought to go to church and sing. Let's gather in on the altar. They're going to sing. You can smile the Lord tonight. Do everything God lets you do in His house tonight. Song, we'll all come around fellowship. We'll go forward in prayer. Good to be in the house of God.
Amen. Amen.
I'm
Anybody got a testimony for starting a heart? Prayer request?
I have a very special prayer request tonight. Also remember my children.
Be anybody else?
It's good to be in God's house. Okay, I just praise the Lord. I say the word was going when Matt was talking about salvation. Like there was a praise.
Yeah.
If you just, if, Billy, if it just goes through your mind, just live faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I tell you, we look around. If you don't have to look far. You're lost in the dying world.
Yeah.
I was coming down the road and I got to thinking about the narrow and the broad.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, hey, you just think about it. You're going up through one of these big cities, go up through Cincinnati or Ohio, six lanes going one way. Then you come down here and get on little old gravel dirt roads. That's about what it's like right now. Mm-hmm. That's about what it's like. But I tell you, I'm thankful that I'm on the right road.
Yeah.
I've got lost on my heart tonight, I tell you. I pray for them. That God will touch their heart. You know, it takes Him to convict the heart. I can't do it. It takes Him. It takes the Word to touch it. I ask you not to remember lost stuff on my heart tonight.
Amen.
I tell you, there's coming a time that's going to be too late. I saw a lot, there's a lot of people waiting to see what that's going to happen. And I thought, they're crazy. They got this thing all wrong. If they're waiting on Jesus to come back, it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Today is the day of salvation. It's not out there in the future. That's when the Lord says, today is the day for you. It's like the word for you, Walker, that day upon the lake bank. Today was the day for salvation. It's like the word for me that Saturday morning. Over on Johnson Gap Road, that was the day for me for salvation. It wasn't out there in the future someplace. It was right there, right there. Praise the Lord, I'm glad I'm saved. Remember the Lord. Remember God. Glory.
Anybody else? Don't.
I appreciate this song. I'm glad my foundation is solid.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Solid foundation. Thank you, Jesus.
Several sister churches that on my heart that struggling begun. They need help. Remember them. We're very blessed here.
Yes, you are.
I don't want to take it for granted. Remember our sister churches.
God, I'm sorry.
Remember Brenda's family.
Yeah.
And praying. I know they're heartbroken. Justin preached about death by any power. Over. So, well, I appreciate that message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, I've thought about that we're leaving here.
Yes.
Some of us may know, you know, that there are times to. Talk about, you know, sometimes you get a car wash or something, and when time gets close, it'll start beeping. Then you know the time's real close. And then you may be playing a game or something, and I have no idea, all of a sudden they just jump up and say, game over. So we don't know. We don't know when the Lord's going to call us. Job said that he called.
Yeah.
And he said, I went for
him. Yes.
And he will. And it's, that's not a bad thing. You know, I mean, if, to be honest with you, if the Lord waited for volunteers to leave here, and there wouldn't be a whole lot of folks going. I mean, it's just the way the flesh is. I'm glad I'm saved. And I stand in the choir thinking how the scripture says that hell has enlarged their borders.
Yes.
And I assure you this much when I leave here. I'm not putting any expansion on hay with these
praise the Lord.
I'm not going on.
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't it amazing to know that we
when you begin to think about God giving his son, when your Bible said we esteem him as stricken by God. But God chose to give the one he loved.
Yes, he did.
For you and I. He loved us and that perfect son whom he's well pleased died a cruel death, paid the price that you and I have paid. And when I'm saved. Now, I told the church a while back, and I mean it, I'm asking the Lord to give me a greater vision of Calvary, the great price that we paid for my salvation. And God give me a greater vision for hell. What hell is like, I believe if we get a greater vision, that we'd be more about another business. We would spend more time in prayer for those that's on their way to hell. If we get a greater vision of this.
Yes.
I'm going to say for the service, and I pray for the service that God will be there.
Anybody else?
The Bible says without a vision, people perish.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't want to see people saved here, we're going to have to get around down the business.
Yeah.
It's the most serious thing that you can do in this life.
Amen.
Except for the Lord, as you say.
Yeah.
Without that, you've been better off not to leave.
Yep.
That's the truth.
It is.
Clam stock.
Anybody else?
Thank God for answering prayers tonight, for saving me. He's talking about battling the adversary. He'll do things to take your mind off of what God's done for you. And I got getting a little aggravated coming down here about things and decisions we're trying to make. And I even quoted it. I said that God will take care of it in his time. And even when I walked in the church tonight, I'm physically kind of wore out and beat down, and he just climbed on me again. And then God reminded me of a prayer that he had answered already today, this evening. And I was talking to Tish about it. I forgot to even tell her what I did. But I just had to bow my head and ask God to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Yep.
I thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
I'm thankful I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for the health and strength he gives me come to his house. I mean, you can take that for granted. You never know what tomorrow holds.
True.
But I know he holds tomorrow.
Amen.
So much to be thankful for. I ask you, dear one, the wills I have on my heart.
Keep me saved, and I'm thankful for my pastor and my church family. I love you guys so much. I still remember Dad in prayers. Seems like we'll be a few good days, and then it looks like back out. He's back in the hospital again. Dehydrated this time. It's back and forth. So just keep praying for him.
Anyone else?
I'm thankful to say. Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for the opportunity. We do take it for granted. More than we even realize. But I appreciate it tonight. I thank you for answering prayers.
Yeah.
Taking care of situations that we didn't know how we're going to be taken care of. But I thank you for it. And I had several ask me to extend gratitude to the church for the support and everything that was given and done to Brenda, Sonia. I love the Lord tonight. I appreciate it.
I have a request for a young woman and used to teach her in Sunday school class, and she has never confessed to be saved. She had to become a new child, her family does, but I'm not feeling the need.
Are there anybody? Public, you're with some part.
Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, us again, Father, we come down into thy presence, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for this day, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for the miracle, Father, that you've worked in our lives, Father, this day, Father. Lord God, that Father, just given us the help and strength, Father, to be in thy house, Heavenly Father. Lord God, is enough, Father, to praise you, Father, to give you all glory, Father. Now, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for this house, Father, we have, Father, to you, Father, that we can come to, Father, just to worship you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask you, Father, Lord God, there's been many requests, Father, Lord God, but Father, we ask you, Father, Father, to you know we never want to talk. But Lord God, remember those who are under lives, Father, Lord God, that Father, we may be alive, Father, God, that they may see something in us, Father. Oh, Father, that's pleasing that they you, Father, God, that Father, return us, Father. Lord God, that Father, they call, Father, on thy face, Father, and call upon thy name.
Lord God, we ask you, Father, we ask you, Father, to keep ourselves in the place for you,
Father. Lord God, as you know, we can never hold, Father. Lord God, you take care of them, Father.
Mold us, God, make us.
We ask you to bless your service, Father. Lord, I thank you. Anoint us, Father, with thy spirit, Father, thy power, Father, and thy word, Father.
Thank God that I have to worry about thy word.
Bless us all with your tongue, Father. Lord God, that they be lifted up thy name, Father. Give them the praise of yours, Father.
God, even when I try to think about the strife of your breath, I'm glad that it's still the same.
My God, and the morning with thy Holy Ghost power, Lord God, that we stand in need of, Father. Lord God, remember our home, Father, remember our family, Father. Lord God, remember our wife, Father. Lord God, that Father bless her, Father. Lord God, let help us in these troublesome times, Father. We give you the praise and the glory to us all, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. My Lord, my God, I pray for you,
Amen. I won't say yes tonight. I appreciate these young men at the church.
Yeah,
appreciate them being willing to step out. Cause I'm telling you, we need help tonight.
Yes.
We ain't in this thing to just see how long we can do it. It's about everybody working for the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate it tonight. Has anybody got anything on your heart this evening? Same, darn. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I'm thankful tonight that Don sung that I love your next song, but it talks about things God's give us here. But I'm telling you, there's a light from another country shining brighter than all this.
Amen, brother.
And I thought they sang it, and I go back and I think about being young, and now I'm old, and not old as some, but I'll tell you this, when I was Walker's age, or even younger than that, and up in my 20s, I was grateful that I had a heaven to go to. But I swear, it just seems like it's closer now than it's ever been.
Amen.
And I'm thankful, Betty, for this right here. I had it then, but I didn't realize exactly what I had seemed like. The closer I get, the more I get a vision of that country. I want you to know, I can't paint you a picture of what it looks like. I don't know what it looks like. Amen. I can't even sit down and take pen and draw you out and write out what heaven is for me, but I'm telling you, there's something in here that says all that it's got, amen, is mine tonight.
Amen.
Every bit of it, don't matter, I don't care what's there. Amen. It's mine this season, and it's better than anything I've ever known tonight.
Amen.
I appreciate heaven. Listen, I appreciate the love of God, but I appreciate He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And He's already, I thank God for that tonight. Somebody else, something on your heart this evening.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thankful for what I can feel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Feel like we're awful quiet.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
I don't want to be quiet.
Uh-uh.
He gives me something to say. I want to say
yes.
I'm thankful.
Yes. Amen. 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 Somebody else. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody else tonight. Amen. Bless our heart, Lord. Mm-hmm. Somebody else tonight. Anything. Glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Glad for the mercy of God. Glad for His love. Glad for His grace.
Yeah.
Amy said it right. I shouldn't have to be begged in praising the Lord tonight. A lot of times we want the Lord just to show up and just push. And I'm telling you, if you'd have been there that day when the fire fell on Mount Carmel,
yep,
you wouldn't have had to push Elijah too far. He'd have shouted. Because God heard his prayer.
Amen, brother.
We have a greater than that tonight.
Yes, we do have.
You see, he only walked by sight.
Yep.
And that's all he had.
That's it.
But I've got an indwelling spirit this season.
Amen.
That don't move on me and leave. I want you to understand this. We think a lot of times that when we fail, that God goes off somewhere else. That ain't how it happens tonight. No matter how bad I get, God's still down on the inside of me.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And preacher, I don't believe that. Then you don't believe eternal salvation then.
That's true.
Because the God that saved me is big enough to keep my soul tonight.
Amen.
You see, when He saved me, He said, my flesh will fall. This man, Adam, will fall. But that's on the inside. It's secure in Him forever.
Yes, it is.
He'll cut me off. He'll draw the fellowship from me. But He'll never leave me.
Never will.
Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. Anything else tonight? Something on your heart?
You know, Harper sang that song. You know, they used to do, they'd say, my name is Jesus loves me.
Yeah.
My name is Jetta and Jesus loves
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And I'm
Amen.
Like,
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Listen, I want you to think about nobody else tonight. Close your eyes for some minute. Think about you and what you could give him. Think about what you owe him tonight. He didn't owe us anything, but yeah, he loved us. Preacher. His wife used to come in and sing all the time, "What could a beggar give to a king?" Because he owns everything.
Amen.
But Amy sung it right, "I'm paid all he wants is my heart." Yeah. Something else on you. I'm telling you, sometimes we need to entertain and not get in a hurry.
Yeah.
I've been accused of trying to get out, but it ain't me trying to get out. I'm trying to stay in tonight.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Somebody else got something on your heart.
About the scripture that, like I told you, my probably my favorite scripture, 1 John 6. We love God, but we first love God.
Yeah.
But you go and dig a little bit deeper, you'll find He loved you and He loved me when we was that low.
Yeah.
And I praise Him for that.
Amen.
I praise Him.
Yeah. Amen.
That's all I got to give is my praise.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory to His name.
Anybody?
I thought all evening about the scripture that says, "Commit thy ways unto the Lord."
Yep.
There's a difference when you commit yourself to Him.
Yep.
I thought about, Paige talked about being on a foundation. That I got when I got saved, I won't ever get away from that.
That's right. Yep.
That foundation I got put on, it don't go nowhere. I stay on that.
Yep.
What happens, we think a lot of times we drift off, but what happens is our flesh gets in the way.
Yeah.
And we can't commit ourselves because of our flesh.
Yeah.
But that I have down inside of me is pure.
Yes.
That I have down inside of me is holy.
Yeah.
It's clean. It's, the Bible talked about, and I read over in James, it said, submit yourself. And before that, it talks about cleaning your hands. And there's a difference when we commit ourselves.
Yes.
When we get committed to this thing, there's a difference that takes place. Yes. We don't have to worry about our commitment to God. There's something different about when you really get committed to Him.
Amen, brother.
Yes.
I've thought back in my life, I've struggled. I said it the other day, I've struggled here recently. But I've realized when I really get committed and I really get my mind set on serving Him and pleasing Him, there's a difference.
Yes.
There's a difference. This flesh, when I get committed in my spirit and I get committed in my flesh, this flesh has to lay aside for a little while. This flesh has to drop away because that I have down inside of me is greater than this outward man. And when I get committed, this flesh has to go away for a little while. The Bible talks about, and I've quoted it many times, it said to be absent from the body is to be present with Him.
Yeah.
When we get committed in Him, we get absent from this flesh. And this flesh has to lay aside. When we realize when we get committed into Him and we have to lay aside this flesh, that's when things will begin to happen.
Yeah.
That's when God will begin to work in our life. He won't work in me if I'm not committed. Because I have to put my faith in Him for Him to work in me.
Yeah.
So I have to be committed unto Him.
Amen.
Amy talks about us being quiet tonight. The reason we're quiet is because we're not committed.
Yeah.
But just to be honest, I haven't been committed this evening as I should be. Or I wouldn't have been as quiet as I should have been. Because when somebody starts talking about going home and going home, and Donnie started singing that song, we all should have been up shouting.
Yeah.
Because this flesh one day we're going to lay it aside. Yeah. And it ain't going to be no more. I should have been shouting because of that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't committed enough.
Yeah.
There's a difference when we get committed.
Amen.
There's a difference on how we'll worship Him, how we'll praise Him. When we come into the house of God, when we get committed with Him, there'll be a difference on how we have church.
Amen.
We have to be committed. I thought about that scripture all evening, and I thought about myself, how I haven't been committed here recently.
Yes.
God help me.
I mean, the Lord shit just called me out on some things about how I've not been committed as I should be.
Bless Him, God. Yes.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you this, I have a job to do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the Lord gave me that job.
Yeah.
And in order for me to do that, I got to be committed.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to say this, every one of us here have a job this evening.
Yes.
You might not be a preacher. You might not be a singer. You might not be a great testifier. But I tell you, you've got a job.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
And unless you're not, if you're not committed, you won't be able to do that job.
Yeah, exactly right.
There's a difference when we get committed.
Amen.
Amen.
I thought back to some elders that I look up to in my life.
Bless you, Lord.
And I've questioned, I've said, Lord, how do they live life like they do? How do they get the power they have within the spirit and stuff? And he said, because they're committed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd work.
Because they've forsaken everything else.
Yeah.
And they put their mind on serving the Lord.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
That's commitment.
Yeah.
We need to be committed. We've talked that, I mean, I believe here recently, I mean, people are dying left and right. And we say it's coming close to an end. And like they said, we don't know when the end is. But, I mean, we should be committed more now.
Yeah.
Lord, let me preach a message a while back on how we don't know when the end's going to be. So we ought to be living every day like it's the end.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Because I tell you, we don't know. He could come back today.
Yeah.
That's right.
Were you committed enough today to be a light unto somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Bless Him, Father.
Help Him, Lord. Bless Your Lord.
We need to be committed this evening.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate the Lord, what I can feel.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't like being chastised, but it takes it.
Yeah.
For me to be committed.
Yeah.
I appreciate getting to be here this evening.
Amen. Thank God. Somebody else?
I appreciate that tonight.
Yes.
That's good advice right there.
Yeah.
Amen. We talk about people rededicate their life. Probably a lot of folks ain't never dedicate their life.
That's right.
Just got saved and just kind of want to go their own way. Billy sung, and I appreciate our song leader.
Yeah, boy.
But Billy sung with the choir something tonight. Where could I go? But to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I could not help but think while we sang, where could I go? I couldn't help but think, where else would you want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go nowhere.
Yeah.
Right. I guess I'm telling myself
there's a song that the church has sung for years and years and years, far back as I can remember. And part of that song says, if I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd give them all to the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Years ago, when I heard that song, I let it go through my mind. I think, well, would you give them all to the Lord? I mean, I'm ashamed to say that. That was in lives to live. Would you give them all to the Lord? The older I get, I realize that if I had 1,000 lives to live, then I couldn't afford to waste one of them.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't afford to waste one of them. And I'd hope if, I mean, we don't. I'd hope if we could go back to yesterday and change yesterday, there's some things that for the glory of the Lord we'd be able to change.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have that power. We can't do that. We don't have a promise of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow is not ours. It's right now. This very moment.
Yes.
It's the only time we have.
Amen.
Connor, I appreciate your obedience. I appreciate the good spirit. Every song that's been sung, every word that's been spoken. I mean, I appreciate it tonight. It's been food to my soul.
Yes.
It really has.
Mine too. Somebody else tonight. I want to read something. I ain't, you ain't no sense you standing, but I'm going to read this the way God told me to read this tonight.
Okay.
And I don't know what to do with none of it, but I'm just going to read what he said.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get in touch what I thought, I don't think, but all day long this has been on my heart. 103rd Psalm says this right here. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that was within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. There's one thing I got to read, and it seems awful strange, but it will not leave my spirit. And my Bible, the way that it's wrote out, David, it says, wrote this song. Right above it, it says an exhortation to bless God for his mercy.
Yeah.
I want to say this tonight. Ain't it a shame we have to be exhorted to praise the Lord? I thought all day, Glenn, about verse number 10 and how he ain't never rewarded us according to our iniquities. And I thought, Billy, the older I get, I used to serve God because I was afraid. Lord, I didn't want to draw a stripe on my back, but I've learned this. If I'm going to be pleasing to him, I'm going to have to serve him because I love him tonight.
Amen.
And if I'm going to do anything for his glory, it's going to have to come because I never want to bring shame to my Father.
Yeah.
And because he's been better to me than I'll ever be to him. But ain't shame tonight we as children of God have to have somebody. David, I know, wrote through the Spirit. And I believe God led it with all my heart. I know God never jot and tittle in this Bible was wrote down for our benefit so we can know who the Lord Jesus really is. But David, the man of God that I preached about him Sunday, the man out of God's own heart, hey man, instead of just standing, we want to say, well, David should have just praised him. Hey man, but I want you to understand David had to take a break in everything he did and tell us how we should praise the Lord and why we ought to praise the Lord tonight. I want you to know this. Ain't nobody ought to be able to tell you why you ought to praise the Lord. You ought to know down the depths of your heart why you love him tonight. You ought to not have to come to the church house to figure out why you love him.
He'd ought to be real everywhere you go.
Amen.
Amen. I know this is simple, but this is where God's had me at all day long. An exhortation to praise Him. What are we doing for Him, Adam? Could you praise Him more if He'd have given you a house full of silver and gold? Could you have praised Him more, Glenn, if you'd have had more of this and more of that? I'm persuaded we want to talk about the lost looking off into hell. If we peel back hell, we praise Him. If you and me as His children tonight could peel back the flames of hell and look, me and you praise Him right now. I'm talking, I don't know how lost you got when you got saved, but hell was right in front of me. And there wasn't nobody could help me. I know this is a different service and this is a different way, but I'm telling you tonight, there ain't nobody could help me, but Jesus helped me that night. Unlovable, unworthy, no good, rotten as the pits of hell itself. And He still loved me tonight. I'm glad He's mine. That's what I shout about tonight, Connor. You said something about getting to where we're committed to Him. We ain't committed enough to get to where we can praise Him. We want to have Donnie and we want somebody else to do the praising. But I'm telling you, you got a job, you got a purpose. And they don't need me preaching tonight a hard, hard message, because this is the reality. You can praise Him if you really want to. And here's the problem. I can't do it like that one. Adam, if God, and I know we're praying for your daddy. I prayed for my daddy. It wasn't God's will to heal him. But Adam, if He healed him, could you praise Him more than you do right now? We get highs and lows with praising the Lord. And you know what He says? I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
I was just like Connor, and I'm going to hush. I thought about Justin last night preaching in power and in glory. And in my opinion, there's about three men I esteem, and five, and you hear me, high above everything, high above myself. And I think, God, how in the world? And I sit there the other night thinking, man, God, how in the world? I thought the same thing, Connor. But you know reality? They live what they preach, and they preach what they live. Do you praise Him the same way?
Blessing, Lord.
I'm glad I'm here tonight.
Praise the Lord.
You may not get nothing out of this meeting, but I'm telling you, I'm tired of having somebody tell me I need to praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired of it. Because we want a preacher, we want somebody to get up, and this is as a church, we've got in a habit of having somebody get up and open the service and tell us how good God's been. And tell us what God's done for us. I don't know what God's done for you. So every now and again, won't you tell me what He's done for you?
That's right.
That's right,
brother.
Amen. Ain't He saved you? I looked at Haley and Walker the other night, and God has saved Donnie and Billy's whole house. And He's working things and things that you, and I want to say something. Don't get discouraged because things ain't the way you think they were to be.
Right.
If you believe He's got the whole world in His hand, He's working it for His good. And one way or another, He'll work it His way.
Amen, brother.
Ain't He been good to us?
Amen.
We ain't got 150 here tonight, but ain't the Holy Ghost here with us?
Amen.
Ain't we got more in spirit than we got to make?
Amen. Amen.
Praise His holy name.
Amen.
When they told me, when they said it won't work, I'll be honest, I would have told you when you was calling me, it ain't going to work. Look at me, I ain't worth nothing. But ain't God's Holy Ghost here tonight? And it ain't cause me. It ain't got nothing to do with the man. It's about God's people loving Him.
Amen, bro.
What could I give Him?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
For all He has given. I just want to praise Him. I'll take the cup of salvation. And amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for my church tonight. I want to thank God for people that don't expect me to be some way. Just tell me I can come in and follow the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
But I won't thank God for a church, and I don't have to expect to be just some way either. We're a lot different than a lot of people. You know that?
Yeah.
Betty, when we go home tonight, there's a lot of big old churches, a lot of churches we think has got power. And when they go home tonight, a lot of them are going to go home with an empty sack.
That's true.
But I go home with reserve left over. I want to praise Him tonight.
Amen.
Are you glad you're saved?
Amen.
Simple little old Wednesday night when it's just still. Could you imagine how still it was when God came to Adam before he fell?
Yeah.
Probably just like this. Probably just quiet. Even the trees had moved when God had come by.
Yeah.
I can't help it. The whole creation moves in Him.
Yes, it
is. I'm glad He's here tonight. That's why I'm going to ask you this. Is there somebody else got something you need to do?
Man, I need to say this. I want to thank the Lord for Alan Walker.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known them as my family as long as they've been born. But in the spirit,
yes.
I got to know them.
Yes.
Yes.
And I love them. And I want to thank the Lord for answering prayers.
Yes.
And I just want to thank the Lord for a Christian family.
Yeah.
Physically and spiritually.
Yes.
Everybody. I'm just thankful I'm saved.
Thankful. Amen.
For our saved family.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And I want to thank the Lord for the family He's put in our lives.
Yes.
For in-laws and spiritual.
Yes.
That know the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has that.
Yep.
And I'm thankful for it.
Amen. Somebody? I want you to listen to what she's saying. I didn't go that. I'll be honest. I didn't go up that baptism that morning to baptize Haley and expect to see Walker get born again and come to church. I didn't know what God's intentions were. But ain't God blessed us?
Amen.
Amen.
Molly put them in church or come Emerson, and now here's a few more of them that's been in here bad for years praying for things like this. There's a little handful's purpose along the way.
Amen.
Whether they drop into your home or mine, I will thank God for them tonight.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Somebody else.
I've been fighting the Lord on this for a little bit now. He put something in my heart to tell everyone. It hurts to bring up, and it hurts for me to tell you guys.
Let's see, possible.
A few years ago,
yeah, say more.
What?
I overdosed on my infant's floor.
Help him more.
And even after that, I still was not the same. And I don't know why I'm telling you, and I don't understand the Lord's plan, and I don't claim to, but I can't help it. This is eating me up inside, and I can't go on, and I don't know why I had to tell you.
Help it more. Bless his heart. Him's your son, I believe. We all mess up. You know you saved now. That's all that matters. But I want to say something. What he's talking about is real.
You want to know about being grateful for something, you ought to come close to dying.
That's true.
I want to say something to him, Emerson. They'll beat on him and tell him he's the world's worst person because he overdosed on somebody's floor. But I'm going to tell you, there's been some of us done things just as bad. And I'm going to tell you, Emerson, don't you let the devil beat you down over that.
Amen.
Because he said something. He said, I wasn't saved then. Mm-hmm. And here's what the good part is. I read it to you. He, as far as the east is from the west.
That's right.
That's what the Lord done with that.
Yeah.
Don't you let your past dictate your future.
Amen.
There's a lot of us tonight that have got a past. And Donnie, I've got a bad one. Had it not been, me and Amy broke up, Billy, I went out and tried to live like a dog because I got mad. But had it not been for the grace of God before we got back together, I wouldn't be standing right here right now. So Emerson, I'm going to tell you something, son. You ain't the only one been down there in them places.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Some of these old Christians that you see that you hold up so high,
yeah.
A lot of them come off bar stools.
That's right.
Amen.
A lot of them been in the same drug houses you was in.
That's right.
A lot of them been in the same adultery that everybody else you see has been in.
Right.
And you know what? God loved them just like he loves you.
Amen.
And I'm going to say this to everybody in the house. Don't you ever be ashamed to tell what God puts on your heart.
Right.
Because if we can look at him tonight, and if one of us can judge him, I'm going to tell you what Jesus did. He draw a line in the sand.
Yes,
he'll cut
he
you off.
Yes, he will, brother.
You realize that's what he did to that outfit that day? We won't worry about what he wrote. I'm telling you, Donnie, he draw a line and cut them off. They couldn't get to him.
That's right.
They was a great goal fixed.
Yeah.
And they was on the other side of it.
Amen, brother.
I appreciate that youngin' tonight.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what it is. Some of us need to remember that we ain't perfect either.
That's true.
Amen.
Emerson, there's no telling tonight, son, who may hear that here and carry that out, or who may hear it on that little thing right there.
Right.
And so I can't get, I had a great uncle, my great granny's brother, and Rick, Donnie, Rick Hire was mint right from where I live, and I never knew if he got saved. I was little when he died, about 4 or 5 year old, in the Battle of the Bulge, and they said he'd be the first one in town on Sunday or Monday morning to tell what kind of meeting they had. Lost, man. Lost. Got saved months so before he died, 2 months before he died. And you know what? Rick said, man, he looked at me one time and said, I've been so mean. I killed so many people over in the Battle of the Bulge. He said, we killed people for 3 days and stacked bodies for a week. He said, I've done too much and God can't save me. I'm telling you, you don't have to hear that tonight. God saved that man.
Amen.
He's dead and gone. So now all I can do is tell about what God did. Emerson, God's been good to you. It's like he has me. He'll save no matter what you were. You hear me? No matter what you were, you don't have to be that man.
That's true.
I appreciate that youngin' tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody is?
He's just prayed for what God can do.
Yeah. Amen.
Y'all are just
praying
for what God can do.
Amen.
Instead of rehab, he got reborn.
Yeah. Amen.
It makes a world difference.
Amen.
And if we're committed, like Connor talked about earlier, then we won't judge
him. Uh-huh.
We'll love him.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but when I look at him, I don't see no doper. Even now, I don't see that.
No.
I see my brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody else?
All there were one of the saw are sinners.
Yep.
Saved by grace.
Yeah, I'm right.
Yes.
They ain't no big sin, little sin. No, they garbage.
No, sir. Amen. Somebody else?
ever since I've been with you, being brother. But you know what? God has never told me that he helped that against me. Never has.
He won't.
But the old adversary, he'll try to frame my past.
Yeah, every day.
But Adam, I know what I got. I know where I got it. I know who gave it.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
What I was before I got saved don't matter.
That's right, Father.
What I am today. Praise the Lord. You just keep praising the Lord and going on, brother. That's all. Just give that God that glory for every day of your life. Thank him for it. That's what I try to do. Because I know what I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was a sinner, brother. Yeah. I mean, I was a sinner. God loved me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody?
Alexa, I appreciate our younger people here.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
I find it odd to say that I'm more of the older, one of the older crowd now.
Mm-hmm.
I can look back on my life and see where I was given opportunities by God in my life. Each could have just cut me off right then and there.
Me too, bro.
But I appreciate our young people for them stepping out, and I can see people growing and God working in people's lives. It makes me feel good that God's still moving and working. As I've got to travel some here in the past few years, and if you travel and you sit and watch people, I'm like Connor said, I don't see how things can go much longer.
Mm-hmm.
This world is a wicked, wicked place, but I thank God for what we've got here.
Yeah.
We should thank God every day for what we got here.
Amen.
And thank God for this church and for his blessings and for saving me.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Somebody? I don't know how you like tonight, but God's answered prayers from me right here this evening.
Amen.
And these little Wednesday night services, when they first started out, you go back and set them up as a prayer meeting, gather in, have a word of prayer, pray with for one another and go on past. And I'm telling you, there ain't nothing wrong with this right here.
That's true.
To exhort one another.
Amen.
To lift one another up, to pray for one another, to tell some things, confessing our faults one to another. I appreciate the service tonight.
Amen.
And I will say, Emerson, son, again, don't you let your pipes dictate what you do tomorrow. And Bobby said it right. God will never throw that in your face.
Never.
I'm telling you, when I got saved, I just told you, I almost run, Glenn, I'm a heathen in the flesh. You are too, if you get right down to it.
Yeah. Oh,
I've got scars that I go back to, and God didn't put them there, I did. God don't remind me about them, but when I roll my sleeve up every now and again, I see one of them. And when my armor ain't on, you hear me, when my armor ain't on, it's when I see them the best.
Amen. That's true.
That's when I get down. That's when the flesh takes over. And I want to say something that I learned today reading the Word of God. We always talk about, well, I can't live in the Spirit, preacher. But Paul said it like this. I believe it was Paul said, walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
He didn't say for just a little while. He acted like we could constantly do it if we'd be willing to. Well, that's quiet, ain't it? Are we that committed? Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that hit me like a ton of bricks.
That is true.
We tell God he can't bless us all the time like that. But he can. Are you glad you saved tonight? I don't know what else to do. I hope you praise the Lord.
You know, Matt, I've made many mistakes in my life in the flesh, even after I've been saved. And God has always been so gracious to forgive me and have mercy on me.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm just like you. When I get my armor off, Satan reminds me of those things, and I feel so guilty and ashamed.
Yeah, that's
true. But then I remember that I'm forgiven.
Amen.
I remember that He loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that I'm His.
Yes.
I'm not that person.
Yes.
And I'm better for it.
Mm-hmm.
God refined me from it, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. I won't say what amazes me the most is I look at some youngs and I think they ain't no way they could ever see them because they're holding them up high. And like Emerson and Bryce and I, Walker, Haley, some of these youngs, they need to know that us as older folks have done the same exact thing.
Amen.
Don't make none of us 24 karat gold, but we're not. But Emerson, the same thing you got when you got saved. If you got the real thing, you got the same thing I got. And it'll keep you tonight. You thank me? I appreciate the service tonight.
I don't want to go home. I swear I don't.
It's quiet, I know. We ain't running and I ain't jumping over pews and smacking my hands together preaching, but I'll tell you this, I like what I feel in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we won't give time to make nothing up. Service, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, 7:06, we'll be going to Cherry Bottle. Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we'll be starting up there. The following Saturday night, we'll be going to Central at 6 o'clock. Brother Don the Weldon's Church, Pleasant Grove, is going to be there with us that night. And they said, I think they're going to have a little dinner out of church. So the lights count out here that they're going to do that. So be much prepared for that. Then the following Saturday after that's our singing. Cherry Bottom's going to be here. Eric Dunn's going to be here. I think Greg told me yesterday that Shauna said Kevin and Shauna's going to be here. And you know what I said? I called some more and invited some more. I'm like, hey, you can just come down. We're going to have a good time with the Lord. It don't hurt to invite our people. I want them to know, hey, I've been begging my granny now she's got better. I've been begging her to come down here. And I'm going to get her to directly. And I'm looking for her to come with us. And I'm just, it don't matter to me who they are. If God says, hey, tell them when your singing is, I will tell them to come to church with us. That's all I know to do. And I'm looking for good times with the Lord. But in between all that, let's remember this. We need to praise Him. We need to be committed.
Amen.
And we need to give Him all He's due tonight. I want to say this, though. One more announcement I want to make. April the 26th will be, which is fourth Friday, will be that meeting at Sue's house. And April the 28th, Kara, Sean and Kevin's young and getting baptized. Big Ridge, that's at 2:30. Everybody, they'd be glad to have everybody up or I'm going to go. I look forward to going to that. Maybe get to see somebody else saved at the water.
Amen.
And the 10th of May, I know Keith's going to be gone. Connor, a bunch of them going to be gone. Tyler, but for all you that want to go, all men want to go, we're going to go load up and go that evening and go down to Miracle Lake and take all the stuff to them. I know it's on a Friday, but our Saturdays are getting so full, so fast. So I talked to Byron, and me and him both just decided we'd come on a Friday evening. I'm going to leave work. As soon as I get off work, I'm going to go by and pick up Walker and Bryson at school, and then we'll come down here and get the load and stuff up. And if we got to wait a little while for everybody to get here, that'd be fine. Byron didn't make a big deal at what time. I think Donnie said it takes about an hour to get there from here. So if you want to go, I want everybody that can go, and I'm going to do it like this. Let me know you can go by Sunday. If you can, I know things happen, but if you can't, that's all right. But if you can, let us know by Sunday. That way I can nail down a time and I can call Byron and tell him what time we're coming down. So be much in prayer for that. And I don't think we've got any more announcements right now. I got a sheet down there. If I miss anything, Bobby, hey, we bring me another sheet. Bobby took my sheet.
I did.
That's it for right now until the 24th of May.
Amen.
Tish is graduating.
Oh, where's it at? I missed it.
May the
4th. Tish is graduating up there at Tex Turner, up there at LMU College at 10 o'clock. If you can, she'd be glad you'd come up there. I know it ain't real far from my house, so if you need a ride and you know how to get there, ask us. I think that's it till the youth meet in the Sioux House. So,
got a bunch coming up, folks. I love this. I'm telling you, the more Billy Lowe singing's on, the more I love it. I want to go. I knew a time in my life, the first month and a half Paige was born, she was in church every night of her life. What else can you do? You go to church. Don't cost nothing but a little time and gas. And I guarantee you the reward will outweigh what you give.
Amen.
Be much in prayer for everything coming. I want to say this. Been on my heart when Keith mentioned it the other day. Let's not forget. Perry said it right. We got tithes and offerings. Our tithes are required. Our offerings are over and above that. Got a little box back there. We got people in this community that need help. People coming in our lives need help. And we need to help them. So put your money in there. If you don't want to put it in there, bring it to Perry or do whatever you got to do, but it don't hurt to give a little extra every now and again. Even as tight as the economy is, if we can do it right, God will bless it.
Amen.
All hearts is clear.
We'll have a Bible school meeting next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday night.
And we're going to go ahead and get teachers for all the classes, so everybody will be praying about that.
All right. Much in prayer about that.
I will say this. Alexis asked me about it, and I said I was going to wait. But May the 18th, I'm going to go ahead and tell you because every Saturday is going up. We will be having a drop-by get-together thing for Alexis and Logan from 2 to 5 o'clock. Supposed to be at Carroll Hall Baptist Church, Fellowship Hall, but Patty's supposed to let me know that this evening also. So the 18th of May. 2 to 5.
All right, Haley, make me know. I appreciate my little sister.
Amen.
All right.